And now, time for seafood news.
This is Seafood News, Senior Editor Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Erna Barry, Lauren Castiglione, but I don't have a voice.
But she's still here with us, and we are on the Boston Show Floor Seafood Expo North America with our favorite person in the entire world, the man himself, Craig Morris, CEO of the Association of Genuine Alaska Pollock Producers. Craig, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
So before we do anything, I know Lauren has her voice done, but we're here with you because GAP's partnership program just celebrated its fifth birthday, and Lauren has something very special she wants to say to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Very, very Marilyn, right?
She
was going to say Mr. Pollock man.
I couldn't get to the second word.
But Craig, I'm going to hand the mic over to you. I mean, 5 years. Did you think you'd be here today? I mean, the growth that we have seen with Wild Alaska Pollock, the products and the partnerships that have come out of this have been amazing. I know I have a favorite. I don't know if you can talk favorites, but can you just take us back to when this partnership program first started and bring us here today? Because it truly is an amazing journey.
I literally started with GAP 5 years ago, and this partnership program just celebrated its fifth birthday. And really, my first day on the job, the GAP board put on my desk a list of people that wanted to work with Alaska Pollock. We had some money to put into this new thing that they were calling the partnership program, and these were some brands that wanted to bring Wild Alaska Pollock to market, really breaking it from that anonymous whitefish into a household name. At that time, we had a lot more money than we had ideas. And 5 years later, here we are. We've got more money, but there's a lot more ideas out there than we've ever had. So it's pretty amazing when you think about it. In 5 years, GAP's put a little over $10 million into this program.
Wow.
And if you count matching dollars from those partners, over $50 million has been spent to market a fish called Alaska Pollock that just 5 years ago was an anonymous whitefish, and today more and more, I think, is a household name.
I told you this the other day. My husband jokes. He's like, "Is GAP paying you to keep saying Wild Alaska Pollock?" Because I'm always like, "Oh wow, there's right, especially this time of year too with Lent. You know, where you're just Wild Alaska Pollock is everywhere, and GAP is a huge part of that because it was just here's a fish sandwich, but no, now this is a fish sandwich with Wild Alaska Pollock. And one of the partnership programs is Arby's, right? They're one of the partners.
That's exactly right. I remember when I started. The idea was they're the chicken sandwich wars out there. Every fast food restaurant was really tripping over themselves to have the best chicken sandwich. It's unbelievable. Here we are 5 years from now. I feel like Lent 2024 is the year of the fish sandwich. Everybody's got one. Everyone, I think, is really good. They're all different. In fact, the GAP board has a little contest amongst themselves. They're out trying to hit every single one of them, and they put a picture on a little text string we have going on of them eating it. And there's a really nice bottle of wine as a prize for the board member that gets the most of those fish sandwiches during Lent. You know, obviously, our goal is that this isn't just a Lent thing. You know, we really want our partners, like the Arby's, to see real value in having fish on the menu, not just during Lent, but during the whole year.
Yeah. And are you part of this competition? Because I swear, I feel like every day I'm seeing you with another fish sandwich on your social media.
They didn't let me compete. I'd win hands down. So they knew, Craig, if we allow you to compete in this thing, we don't have a chance. So it's just for the board members, but I do occasionally put a picture of me in there enjoying my double fillet of fish or whatever it is.
Occasionally is the joke here.
Morning, noon, night.
So can you tell us, we're on the show floor, I'm putting you on the spot. If I'm asking you to spit out numbers, what was like the first partnership program like compared to now? How many like applicants did you have that first time, and how many applicants did you have in this latest round?
Yeah, I think that first year was really Gordon's and Trident, and that was all about convincing a company like Gordon's that had an amazing brand, a historic brand, an iconic yellow package that's really a beacon in that frozen food aisle, to take a risk on our fish and to put the name on the front of package. So we really invested first in a lot of consumer research and understanding that, look, if we're going to put the name Alaska Pollock on the front of a package, we got to know what attributes really resonate with the consumer, what really matters. And so the first thing that we did before we asked any of those brands to go to market was sit down with focus groups and say, out of all the factual attributes of Alaska Pollock, what are the ones that matter? And what the focus groups told us were, it's from Alaska, it's wild caught. Obviously, all seafood has this wonderful nutrition halo. Alaska Pollock is very mild tasting, and that's one attribute that we really try to lean in on, and it's one that some consumers really prefer. And then finally, it was the sustainability piece that we've really built out since then. So we sat down with those five attributes and said, look, there's really only one fish in the world of our scale that really checks all five of those boxes. So Gordon's and Trident, which were two of our first partners. Let's talk about those five attributes when we introduce this fish to American consumers. And that's really what we've, that's the, frankly, the playbook that we've stuck with for 5 years, is let's keep talking about the fish the same way. And hopefully through that sort of amplification in the marketplace with everybody talking about it the same way, you actually get people to remember it. And hopefully that's what we've done.
Yeah. I mean, and we're seeing, you know, you're talking about retail too, but, and then we're talking about Arby's with, you know, fast food. And, but one of the partnership programs was Nordstrom's, which, you know, I was going to bring up. And I don't know if I can actually say it's my favorite, but it was so good. But then you go from Nordstrom's, which is, you know, they have some high-end restaurants, okay? And then we go to Arby's, a QSR, and then you guys even partnered with 7-Eleven. And it was a partnership that I never thought I would see, but that was a good sandwich.
No, I think that's what you have to be, is meeting consumers where they are. And Alaska Pollock has to be able to demonstrate that it's a fish that's not only in a convenience store, it's not only in your quick service restaurant, but can also be in that white tablecloth setting. You know, that's a model that's worked well for a lot of other proteins out there. You look at Angus beef, you know, you can find, you know, there's been periods that you'd find Angus beef at a McDonald's, and obviously you'll find Angus beef in the most premium restaurants in the world. We really wanted Alaska Pollock to be seen in the same light, you know, that it is a fish that is really right for all occasions.
Yeah, I think Lauren and I still joke to this day. I'm like, oh, Tom, take me to Nordstrom's, but not for the shopping. take a really
Pollock.
Yeah, take her, begging her husband to take us to Nordstrom's for the Pollock.
The beauty of the Nordstrom program was, we love the partnership we have right now with Arby's, but as you know, when you go to a quick service restaurant, quick is kind of its first name. It's a very transactional relationship. You just want your sandwich. You want it to be a good product, but you want to grab it and go. You don't have a lot of time to use a QR code to read more about the fish or read about a lot of other attributes. You know, it's the Arby's fish and cheddar. You know, that's the product you're buying. Nordstrom's different. Yeah, their menus, they really take the time to tell their customer what it is about that product. It could be free-range chicken, it could be organic beef, but it could also be wild Alaska pollock. And so that was the neat thing about the Nordstrom campaign, is people, when they're sitting there, take the time to scan that QR code, learn about the fisherman that caught it, learn about the provenance of the fish, learn about all of its other attributes. And that's the really neat thing about a Nordstrom campaign, is you really get that customer in a different environment that they take the time to learn and they want to learn. And those are people that for the rest of their lives are going to remember, hey, I sat down at a Nordstrom once and I had this fish called Alaska Pollock and I had a really cool story.
Yeah, and that's what Gap is doing. We're going to see more of this, and this is what's awesome about the partnership program. How can people get involved in the partnership program? Can you tell us a little about that?
We literally yesterday announced our next funding round. The Gap board met last week. We established our budget for the upcoming year. We've got well over $1 million on the table right now. Applications can come in. We have really simplified the application process. We have sort of what we call a pre-proposal stage where people can just jot down their idea and we can get back with them as to whether or not that's really aligned with where the board wants the investment to go. But we want to make sure that, like a Nordstrom versus an Arby's, that we're doing things to elevate the fish at the same time that we're doing things to move product in high volumes. So reach out to Gap. We've got information on the website about the partnership program. We've got a couple of webinars coming up. We want every idea out there. The program is now oversubscribed. More people ask for money than we have money, and that's a great position for us to be in because we want those great ideas, the best ideas out there for people to really see as a partner.
That is huge, and like we said, you've seen great results from the partnership program, so this is definitely something you want to be a part of. Any final words from the Boston show floor?
No, it's amazing to see the innovation here. Gap has a number of members around on the floor. I think it's an exciting time for Alaska Pollock. I just left a breakfast where everybody said, I think seafood's days are best days are ahead of it, not behind it, and I truly believe that. I think innovation is going to be something that we're going to see really coming out of this show is really the theme. So I think it's a great show, and hopefully stop by the Gap booth and have a great show.
And what booth number is this, Craig?
1739.
Perfect. You heard it here first. Craig is optimistic. He is hungry for more wild Alaska pollock. Come talk to him at 1739. And you're also going to be in Barcelona, so maybe we'll touch base then because, like I said, we don't play favorites, but Craig is up there in our list of of top podcast associates. Associates, is that the right word? No. This is where, this is always friends. This is always where we lose and we edit at the end of the podcast and we're not editing and we're done. Thanks, Craig.
Thank you, guys.